Track 658, testing for insulin resistance.
Insulin resistance, also known as syndrome X, refers to the failure of the tissues to respond to insulin and allow glucose uptake for energy production. Insulin is produced in the pancreas and is responsible for carrying glucose from the bloodstream into our cells, where it is used for fuel. Good health and energy depends upon the body's ability to make and use just the right amount of insulin to keep our blood sugar at optimal levels and our metabolism working normally. Every cell of the body has insulin receptor sites. These allow insulin to open the door so that glucose can enter the cell. But over time, when the body builds up enough glucose, or too much, usually from overconsumption of sugars and carbohydrates, the receptor sites simply won't accept anymore. In effect, the door is closed. What's happening here is that the receptors for insulin are losing their ability to respond to the overload of insulin. So blood levels of insulin stay high, and the condition of insulin resistance develops, in which more and more insulin is poured out to less and less effect. Eventually, if neither the body tissues or the pancreas can keep up with the blood sugar load, diabetes results. In general, insulin and blood sugar levels stay normal on a diet of unrefined whole foods that include complex carbohydrates like whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. Alcohol, sugary and starchy foods such as cookies, baked goods, candy, soda pop, and white bread, almost all white over-refined foods, in fact, are quickly turned into sugar in the body, triggering a rush of insulin. So that people with poor diets and low exercise often develop insulin resistance. During perimenopause and the years leading up to menopause, as women age, they tend toward decreased total muscle mass and increased body fat, regardless of body weight. This sets the stage for insulin resistance and a host of health and hormonal problems associated with it. In fact, a diet high in refined carbohydrates makes all perimenopausal problems worse because of its adverse effect on hormone balance. It reinforces the tendency towards central obesity, which in turn favors overproduction of estrogen and testosterone, which in turn leads to excessive levels of these hormones, which in turn leads to increased risk factors for breast cancer, as well as polycystic ovaries. Central obesity and high insulin levels are also associated with high triglyceride levels, which of course have a negative effect on heart health. At ZRT, we monitor symptoms and relate these back to the hormone levels we test in saliva. In a recent development, we're now able to test fasting insulin in dried blood spots for a more definitive indication of insulin resistance. Symptoms of insulin resistance include high triglycerides, sugar craving, weight gain in the waist, excess hair on the face, hair loss and adult acne, and estrogen and androgen levels that are out of range. Using test results as an indicator, patients and healthcare providers can take the necessary steps to reduce insulin resistance and correct the overall metabolic imbalance. For more information, select Track 6, 39, and 53.